And welcome back to the show. Danny Lipford here, along with Joe Truini. And a lot of today's Homeowner Radio still ahead. Right now, we want to check in with Dan, who's down in Florida. Dan, welcome to the radio show.
All right. Thank you very much for taking my call there.
Absolutely. Tell us what's going on there.
Well, we just purchased a house, me and my fiance, and we had an inspection done on it. We've had to pay a $400, you know, inspection fee. And then after we moved into the house, we noticed a little bit of little things, you know, acting up, such as the commode was the first thing that brought to mind, and they never did finish unsealing it. So we had to remove the commode, seal it. And then we had electrical problems, you know, with lights would be shutting off or turning on. And then the other problem we had was with the plumbing, and it wouldn't give us no hot water in the bathroom, in the shower. And then I said, well, you know, maybe we can fix that. So we called a plumber, and he said, well, you have to replace the valve. So we replaced the valve so we could get hot water. Then the next thing, the house started falling apart up under the eaves. The whole plywood, I guess the water, when it rains, it goes up into it, and it drips down. And my question is, you know, we paid for the inspection to find all these, you know, faults and
right.
everything, but is there anything we can do about it? I mean, after we done purchased a house and we ain't even been in it 6 months, it's already falling apart.
Well, I'll tell you, it is a very tricky scenario there because I've been a home inspector many years ago and was certified by the American Society of Home Inspectors. And there's certain things that you disclose and you try to tell a homeowner everything that you can find as an inspector that is wrong. Inevitably, there will be some things that you just can't diagnose unless you live in a house. You know, some plumbing problems, you know, if you just are going by flushing toilets, turning water on, checking drains, they all seem to be working. So it's hard on some scenarios like that. And then, so it's a really tricky scenario like that. Now, some most home inspectors do have errors and emissions insurance, and that's possible that you could have them out. What I would do, well, let me step back a little bit. Now, who hired the inspector? Did you personally hire the inspector, and were you there when the inspection took place?
No, sir. The real estate broker hired the inspector, and he pointed out the air conditioning was a little bit at fault, and then they fixed that so it would cool, and then the window in the bathroom, but they never did do nothing to the window in the bathroom.
I see.
And I mentioned the electric, and he said, well, you could probably get that fixed anywhere, but, you know, they just kept throwing breakers all over the house. I use one side, and then all of a sudden the other side goes out.
Hmm.
And, you know, they moved the breaker box. It was one, I guess you call it one of the houses they flip or something like that.
Right, uh-huh.
And they moved the electrical box to the front. I don't even have an attic where I could get to the electrical box or anything like that. They moved it to the front of the house, the meter, instead of on the side of the house. But, you know, what my concern is up under the eaves, all the way down the house, it looks like it's falling down. The wood itself, you can poke your finger right through the wood. And we ain't even been in the house 6 months. And, you know, we relied on the inspector to find all these, you know, faults.
Sure.
I mean,
uh-huh.
And, you know, to make corrections, you know,
right.
Before we purchased, you know, we put out everything we had on the house.
Sure. Well, what I would recommend is contact the inspector's allegiance should be to you. I always recommend you hire a home inspector independently from any association with a realtor, and then definitely be present when they're doing the inspection. So I'm sure the inspector would be willing to come out and look at some of the things that that you show him some of those things, and, you know, just with a fair question of, don't you think this should have been disclosed a few months ago when you did the inspection? And just, you know, give him an opportunity to explain why or where, or offer any kind of remedy from that. That would be the first step there. I would also mention to the realtor that you are not pleased with the outcome of it, that you're hiring a home inspector to disclose all of the problems in a house and give you a comfort level that you know what you're getting into. And if you don't have that comfort level, which obviously you don't, I would contact the realtor as well. So I would have a meeting with the home inspector. I would certainly talk to the realtor and see what they may offer as a resolution on this. And I would take that step first and then think about what other action that you may want to take if you feel that it should, that they should be responsible. It's a tough thing because things happen. When we did inspections, we would disclose everything. A week later, something could happen that there's like a water heater could go out, and there's no way I can anticipate it that it's going out.
I understand that.
So I think that's what I would do, Dan, to be able to see just what they are feeling about it and see where they stand on it.
Yes, I mean, because when I talked to the real estate broker, he said, well, no, you're a handyman. You can fix a lot of stuff and everything, but that ain't what I jumped on board.
No, not at all.
You know?
Yeah, not at
I
all.
That's commode. Yeah. They had a seal on the commode they never took off when they replaced the commode.
Uh-huh.
And that made it flush even better. But then I had to call a plumber in, spend another $200 to change a valve out because the water was never hot in the bathroom. But it was hot in the kitchen. But not in the bathroom.
Right. Well, that's the thing, and it can be a real challenge on something like that. But I would make those calls and go and have those meetings. Give them, the benefit of the doubt to, offer a resolution for it. But in my opinion only, I would say the realtor saying that to you was not a proper thing to say. You can do some of the things around your house, but that's not, but you wanted full disclosure from the home inspector. So I would certainly give him a call and try to go that route. Joe, when I started doing all of that home inspecting all those years ago, I was the only guy around here. So I spent most of my time educating the real estate community and potential buyers on the importance of that. I was not met with a welcome mat on some of those scenarios, but overall, it's a great process in the home buying experience.